You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up January 21st is set to be Donald Trump's first full day in office. It may also be the biggest mobilization in response to an inauguration in history. We'll find out more.
First, we're getting the details of a big meeting today on health insurance for state workers. Today, the board overseeing state worker health benefits, called the Group Insurance Board, met to decide whether or not to pursue self-insurance for state workers. This afternoon, they announced that they would not take action on self-insurance today. The group plans to continue the discussion about self-insurance next month.
David Wahlberg is here to share the details of this news and put it in context. He's a health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to the show.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So this issue has been percolating out there for a while. A lot of talk. Are they going to shift over to self-insurance or not? Tensions heat up. Are they going to do it at the meeting today? And then, no, delayed, postponed. What happened?
Well, yeah, and actually, initially, they were supposed to vote on this last month, and then that got delayed to this month, and now it's been delayed till January. You know, the board discussed some of the issues this morning in open session, and then they went into closed session and discussed it in more detail. They came back out in open session at 2:40 this afternoon, and just very briefly said that they didn't take any action and they would continue deliberations in January. So they really didn't give much detail about why this delay.
And as I understand it, this isn't just a yes-no question. There are actually seven different alternatives on the table. Can you outline the basic concept, though, of self-insurance for us? What would that mean?
Yeah, so in general, self-insurance is a model where employers pay for medical care directly themselves, and then if there's risk, if there's large claims, they have to absorb the risk for that, as opposed to fully insured, in which employers hire insurance companies to basically take on that risk, and then they pay them the premiums. And so, yes, this board is sort of considering a range of things that might involve self-insurance on a statewide level or perhaps just in a few regions. And then they're also looking at this idea of regionalization itself. So right now, the 17 health plans that are involved in the state worker program can basically decide where they want to offer insurance, which counties they want to work in. Under this regionalization issue, there would be sort of set regions, four regions in the state, and the insurers would have to offer insurance throughout those regions.
And the bottom line here is, I guess, the bottom line itself, the hope being that if this change was made, it would save money for the state. What have we heard about whether that would actually happen?
Yeah, well, that is one of the main goals, is to reduce costs, to save money. The state has also said that they're looking to have more control over the data on workers so they can sort of see what deal they're getting. Right now, they don't have much control over that because it's basically owned by the insurance companies. And in terms of whether this would save money or not, there's been consultant reports that have basically said it could cost more. It could cost up to $100 million a year more, or it could save about $40 million a year.
Talking to David Wahlberg about today's Group Insurance Board meeting here in the state, the non-decision when it comes to switching to self-insurance for coverage of state employees. I have here, Shemaine Mills, a reporter here, gave me a letter from the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Alberta Darling, Representative John Nygren, saying, in effect, hey, Group Insurance Board, we have concerns about this. I'm paraphrasing there. They say they want to save money, but they're worried that, quoting here, a move to regionalization would create artificial government boundaries and maybe affect viable, already functioning marketplaces. Was this cited as a reason, or are people thinking this might be a reason for the delay by the Group Insurance Board today?
Right. This letter came out yesterday, and it was addressed to the board chairman, Michael Farrell. I asked him about that right after the meeting today, and he wouldn't comment about whether this letter influenced their decision to delay. But in a broader sense, you might sort of think about healthcare and how complex it is and how political it can be. Just look now at the discussion with whether to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and there's all sorts of complexities going on with that, with the next Congress and the president-elect. And look back to 2009 when Congress and the Obama administration set up the Affordable Care Act. That was also very complicated and very political. So I think this letter may indicate that the same things are true on a smaller scale here in Wisconsin. And, you know, these health plans are owned by regional health systems around the state, and so they have strong constituencies in lots of parts of Wisconsin. And so legislators are concerned about what the impact might be on the health systems.
And in that case, if it impacts the health systems, that might not just affect state employees who are directly affected by self-insurance. It might lead to changes for people who use those same providers. Is that right?
Potentially, yeah. So in Wisconsin, in terms of the fully insured market, so that's the model where the employer hires an insurance company to pay benefits, state workers are about 15% of that market. So whatever the state decides to do about those workers, if it carves them out of that market, that could have a big impact on the insurers and thus the health systems that own them, especially in places like Dane County where, you know, most of the state workers are.
Now, if the group insurance board had arrived at a decision today, or if they arrive at one in January for that matter, is that it? Is that the done deal? Are they the decider, or does that have to go to the Joint Finance Committee or the legislature as a whole?
If they adopt self-insurance in any way, then that would go to the Joint Finance Committee. They have sort of a passive review. So if they're okay with it, they can just do nothing and it would happen. But if they want to have a hearing on it or have some role in this, which seems to be likely, especially, you know, given things like this letter that you just referred to, then they could do that.
And as I mentioned earlier, this wasn't just a thumbs up, thumbs down on self-insurance. There were seven different proposals. I assume it would take us most of the day to go through all the fine points, but can you spell out kind of the spectrum? What are some of the different permutations that were on the table here?
Well, if you kind of think of it as a spectrum, the status quo or sort of close to the status quo is one of the options, basically allowing all these insurers to still participate, although the state is still planning to make some changes, even if they decide to do that. For example, they want to start setting rates for insurers instead of allowing the insurers to set the rates. And then on the other end of the spectrum would be completely self-insured and maybe just having one or two companies run that program statewide. But actually, the Department of Employee Trust Funds recommended against that sort of most radical option. So in between are various degrees of these regions and also the potential for sort of some self-insurance or all self-insurance. And, you know, the regions kind of vary from requiring regions throughout the state and maybe just having one insurer or one or two insurers in each region. But then some of the options would essentially allow things to stay the same, for example, in the southern part of the state, but then make more changes in other parts of the state. It gets a little confusing.
Sure. And tell us a little bit about the group insurance board. Who are they and who appoints them?
I don't have it right off the top of my head, but it's largely controlled by the governor. Several appointees are made by the governor, and some are basically administrative people. And I can't remember if it's 11 or 13 members, but it's something like that. And most of them have some role in their working lives with insurance, or they are represent state workers themselves.
And then what happens? They've postponed this decision until January. What are they looking for when it comes to more information, more data between now and then?
Yeah, well, Chairman Farrell basically said that they that the board had asked staff and the consultants that the state has hired to look into this to provide more information. The board wasn't scheduled to meet again until February, but they are planning to have a special meeting in January. They haven't announced the date yet, but they're wanting to move forward with this, apparently, quickly enough that they've decided to schedule this special meeting. And, you know, initially, state officials had said that they really needed to make a decision this calendar year, so in 2016, in order for these changes to occur at the beginning of 2018, which has been the target all along. You know, now that it's moving into early next year, one wonders if that still could happen. But I did ask Lisa Ellinger with ETF, who is kind of overseeing this, whether the changes could still occur at the beginning of 2018 if a decision isn't made till next month, and she said yes.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be here.
That's David Wahlberg, health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about the Group Insurance Board's decision to postpone a decision on self-insurance for state employees.